Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Boros. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hobby. Javier moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb takes first base on ball four. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Brewer now pitching. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Groat reaches second base with a double. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer bunts towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Boros reaches third base with a triple. Rogers scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kolb hits a fly ball towards right. Boros settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Boros. White moves to third. McCarver moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. McCarver moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Boro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Cardinals. Don Elston now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hubs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubs moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hubs moves to third. Two outs. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Don Elston. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nelson Matthews now playing center field. Dick LeMay now pitching. Ellis Burton now playing right field. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki bunts towards the mound. LeMay fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Groat reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. Javier moves to third. It's 9-1, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. James strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Mo Thacker now catching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boyer strikes out. 1 out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kolb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kolb. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Kolb steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kolb scores. It's 10-1, Cardinals. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadecki hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Gram is now playing shortstop. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. James strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Leo Burke pinch hits for Dick LeMay. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. Burton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing second base. Jack Warner now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kolb hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Schaefer pinch hits for Jack Warner. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.